So for a long time, we talked about just getting to low emissions. The challenge with low emissions, of course, is that the planet will continue warming. The planet doesn't stop warming until we stop adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. And so that's why these days, where we have targets, temperature levels that we're trying to avoid and we agreed to as a world, the world shifted so much to the idea of net zero. We need to get to zero. We can't just have low emissions if we want the planet to stop warming. Now, you sometimes hear people use terms like carbon positive and carbon negative. So carbon negative would mean that on net, you're in the negative range. So you are responsible for absorbing more carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere than you are for adding to the atmosphere. It's not easy to achieve. It's going to mean that you are very low or zero emissions, plus you are responsible for regrowing natural vegetation and for things like direct air capture that could pull carbon dioxide out of the air. The term carbon positive, I don't hear quite as often. And I think people sometimes use it in a less mathematical sense. And they're sometimes saying, I'm carbon positive, meaning I'm on net taking carbon dioxide out of the air. As a scientist, I don't like it because it's confusing. We should call it carbon negative because it's a minus. But I think that's what people usually mean when they say it.